This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I am Vince Quinn, and joining me to talk about the NBA, he covers the Sixers and the whole league with Last Out Media and the Painted Lines, Austin Krell. What's going on, Austin?
What's going on, Vince? As always, thank you for having me. It's always a joy getting to talk to you.
Well, yeah, it's been a little while, and it's nice to catch up a little bit because part of this is selfish. The Sixers are good. Can you explain why the Sixers are so good?
I would explain it as this is a crazy year for the entire NBA. They've gotten some luck with their opponents, being undermanned at times. Of course, that wouldn't be the case tonight as the Cavs were down. I believe it was seven players on the roster were out, and the Sixers weren't able to put them away. But I think they've kind of had this perfect sort of chaos of circumstances where Embiid's playing out of his mind, having the best year of his career. You have Simmons, like, figuring things out quicker than he usually does. Tobias Harris has had a really nice bounce-back season. And I think they just all have good chemistry together. They haven't really had the toughest schedule, per se. They only have three wins against teams that are above 500. But they've also haven't played that many teams above 500 yet. So I think they're taking care of business for the most part. They're playing better than they have in years past. And I just think that there's just an element of randomness around the NBA this year.
All right. Well, one of the things, obviously, with Embiid, you mentioned him, and he's been talked about as an MVP candidate. And right now, because obviously, like, you cover the league, too, so you're keeping an eye on everything. Do you think Embiid's the MVP?
I think he is the MVP of the league right now, just because if you look at what typically goes into the MVP, unless it's a guy like Russell Westbrook who was just averaging a triple-double when he won it, typically it goes to a player who's on a top, one to two seed in his conference. And typically there's, he's playing well, but there's also narrative driven behind it. There was narrative with Giannis when he won it. There's always been something with LeBron there, with Curry, with Kevin Durant. There's always an element of narrative behind it. The one thing that kind of concerns me is that there is a pretty big, the people in the national media game who, are the ones that are talk to the executives and talk to, who are in that voting area the most, they tend to love LeBron. And I think that even if Embiid's more worthy and more deserving of it, I do think that the storyline is definitely to LeBron's benefit. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to be, an easy answer by any stretch. I think if it's a just world, Embiid should win the MVP award.
Okay. So what is it then for a guy that, because it's been like he's healthy at times, he's injured at times, he's really good, sometimes he's awful. Like it's been a crazy roller coaster with Embiid. So why is it that he's the MVP right now?
I think one thing that they're doing really, really, really well is I think last season really lit a fire under him. He wasn't happy, and I think the way that they sort of got knocked out of the playoffs was embarrassing to him. Granted, they didn't have Ben Simmons, so he was doing all he could by himself. They just didn't have the surrounding pieces. But I think he's sort of matured and he's realized, like, hey, I got to be in the best shape of my life. I got to elevate my play to really bring this team to the next level. And, you know, they bring in Doc. I think he has a good relationship with Doc. And, you know, I think that they're doing a lot more things to get him the ball in spaces where he isn't, like, trapped. They do this thing called delay action, where they'll get him the ball in the middle of the floor. And it's almost like an isolation, although it's very kind of like a miniature isolation. But it basically, the whole point of it is that it allows him to see the floor way better than he would if he were, you know, nailed to the block in the post with guys doubling him against the baseline. So, you know, I think that they're just putting him in better spots. He's really been able to see some success that he hasn't seen in the past.
So we're talking with Austin Crowell. He covers the NBA with Last Out Media, a fine media company, I would say. And Austin, so how about this? Because for you doing all this NBA coverage, in addition to just looking at the Sixers, who else around the league interests you right now? Like, what is the team? What is the storyline that's got your attention?
That's all. You know, I love that question because there's so many teams that, like, I see on TV and I'm like, you know what? Tonight was good. Right now I'm living in Florida. So right now it's like, okay, I'm going to go in the hot tub for 3 hours tonight. And then I see the schedule and I'm like, oh, can't do that. There's this game to watch. But to me, fun teams, the Charlotte Hornets are a blast.
Really?
The LaMelo Ball is really cool.
Okay.
I fun to watch. Anytime I can watch Dame or Steph, I'll do it. Teams that honestly aren't that fun to me to watch. I'm not like as high on the Nets as everybody is. Like, obviously they have this like unbelievable, assembly of talent, but like, I know what I'm going to be getting from the Nets. Like, you're going to get a 30-point triple double from Harden. You're going to get 28 points from Kyrie. You're going to get whatever the heck Kevin Durant's doing on a nightly basis. But with those other teams, they're just kind of unpredictable, because you just never know how far Dame and Steph are going to have to go to will their teams to victory. And the Hornets just play so well with LaMelo. He's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool to see a guy that's so young come in the league right away and play well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. Like, the things that are really crazy about him is he generally didn't care at all about defense in Australia, and that was like one of the big things that hurt his draft stock. And then also his shooting was erratic. He's shooting 35% from three this year as a rookie, which is pretty good for a guard in his rookie year. And he just plays at this pace, and he's just so next level with his vision, and he just makes the game fun for everybody, really.
So again, we're talking with Austin Crowell from Last Out Media. Now, one of the things that came out this week, a big NBA story, which is something I didn't expect to have, but with Kyrie Irving, I guess anything's possible. He threw out the idea of replacing Jerry West as the logo and putting in Kobe. What do you think of all that?
I'm kind of indifferent to, like, would I change the logo? Like, it doesn't matter to me either way. The NBA logo is iconic the way it is, but there's never a bad idea to sort of refresh things. The one thing that I think would concern me from just, like, a social standpoint,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, whether or not, you know, the things that happened in Utah with him when he was a young player, you know, happened or not, who really knows? But do you want to make somebody the logo when they had that issue? Like, when that was sort of part of their story, part of their history? Like, what does that say about your league when you're making that guy the logo? And I mean, you know, again, who knows really what happened? But I just think that that's sort of like a risky thing and a tough for PR kind of thing to do. But at the same time, I mean, listen, he's a legend. He's an icon to so many different, you know, youth, and he's, you know, he's on every poster, you know, that you had when you were a kid. I think it's a nice gesture and nice idea. I just don't know that it's something that the league is, that whether it's going to be great for the league image.
Yeah.
If kind of message you're kind of endorsing.
Yeah, and that's part of it. It's a complicated thing. The other thing, I believe Doc Rivers said this after the game tonight, was basically like, Jerry West is great. You know, like, it's just, I don't think there's any issues with Jerry West. So I wouldn't change it either. I would just leave it as it is. Although, they named the All-Star Trophy after Kobe, right? So, like, that seems to cover the basis for me. Now, Let me ask you a final thing here, because I was watching, flipping around on TV during the course of the week. Lakers lost a couple of games. It was like four or five games in a row. People starting to panic about the Lakers. Is there reason to worry about the Lakers at all?
Is there ever a reason to worry about a LeBron-led team? I mean,
thank you.
You know, he's playing at an unbelievably high level for his age, and they don't have Anthony Davis. They didn't have Dennis Schroeder for a while. I think at times they kind of lack shooting, and that can hurt them, obviously. But I think they get back healthy, they're going to be just fine. And of all the teams to worry about in the NBA, they are not the team to be worried about.
Yeah, thank you for that, because I'm looking at all this. It's like, all right, it's LeBron, it's the Lakers, like you said, it's going to be fine. So appreciate the time. Austin Krell from the Painted Lines and Last Out Media does a great job covering the NBA. Austin, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, Ben.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.